Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Community Corner for this Thursday, the 29th. I'm Pat Powers from KKWC Radio. And today it's time to talk about what's happening in the great outdoors here in our North Central Iowa. It's my pleasure speaking with Nate Carr, who's with the Iowa DNR, Conservation Officer for Hamilton and Hardin Counties. And Nate, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So here we are, the last breath of summer. We got Labor Day weekend going on here. I know the DNR is going to be busy this weekend, right?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend really kicks off fall for us as far as seasons starting to open up, and just there's always a big boom of activity, especially when the weather's nice. So we would expect a busy weekend here.
Any words of advice do you have those people in the North Central Iowa area as we head towards this long holiday weekend?
Well, there's a lot to cover. There's a lot of activities going on outdoors, depending on what you're looking to do. So there's a number of things I'll try to cover here real quick.
Sure.
The first that's going to open up is rabbit and squirrel season are going to open up this Saturday, August 31st. So that'll really kickstart everything. The two things you're going to need for that is just pretty basic. Your typical hunting license and habitat fee are what's required for those. So for rabbit, shooting hours are sunrise to sunset. You can take up to 10 per day. And that's your daily limit. And then a possession limit of 20. And then for squirrel, your daily bag limit is 6 with a possession limit of 12. And again, you're just going to need your hunting license and habitat fee to go hunt those. The following day, so this Sunday, September 1st, we'll see our September teal season open up as well as dove season. And so September, I'll start with dove here. It's a little more basic. That'll run from September 1st all the way through November 29th. Your daily limit for doves is going to be 15 birds. So some things you're going to want to check before heading out. Again, just like rabbit and squirrel, make sure you have your hunt license and habitat fee. But also, like any migratory bird, you're going to need to be registered through HIP or have your HIP registration. So there's a couple ways you can do that. It's a fairly new requirement, but it's been around for a couple years now. So all licensed hunters pursuing migratory game birds are required to register for HIP annually, either through the Go Outdoors Iowa app on their smartphone or through a link at iowadnr.gov/waterfowl. So once the number on their license, or once they're registered, the hunters can write their confirmation number on their license, or they can print an updated copy of their license or take a screenshot of the confirmation number on their phone to show proof. So that's just one of the things that we'll be looking for as conservation officers that we'll check. There's no fee associated with it. It's no cost to the hunter. Just a survey that's federally required for migratory bird hunters to take so that they can continue to try to manage seasons appropriately and limits and things like that. So that's also going to be necessary for your teal hunters. Anyone hunting ducks or geese are going to be required to register through HIP as well. And so for teal, that's going to run September 1st through the 16th. That's basically a 16 bonus days of duck hunting for our duck hunters. The daily limit is 6 teal. And again, you're going to need that hunting license and habitat fee and HIP registration that we just talked about. As well, with waterfowl, you're also going to need your federal duck stamp and your Iowa migratory bird fee in addition to that. So your duck stamp this year, we keep seeing the federal e-stamp. It's become very popular, so that is now valid for the entire hunting season. So previous years, that's only been valid for 45 days, and then you're supposed to have the hard copy. Well, this year, it's been changed, so that now that e-stamp is going to be valid throughout the entire season. They'll still send you the physical stamp in the mail. So just as a hunter, just make sure you have your current address on your account so that when they send you the e-stamp, or the physical stamp, that it comes to the right address. So make sure you have all your licenses squared away. With teal, typically with waterfowl, we see shooting hours from half an hour before sunrise to sunset. Teal, it's a little bit different because it's so species specific. We want to make sure you're properly identifying your target. And so shooting hours don't start until sunrise. So make sure you're waiting for whatever time sunrise is that morning to start shooting. You'll see them start flying around before then. But because there can be some other birds in the mix, we want to make sure you're properly identifying your target. So make sure you wait till sunrise. You know, some of those other species we see, you know, this is pretty early in the migration. Teal are typically the first bird we see migrate through the state. You know, they're going on a pretty impressive migration, starting up in Canada and going all the way down to Mexico and Central America. And so this is just one of the places that they're going to stop and rest and eat. But some other species we see in the mix are wood ducks, typically, and maybe even some shovelers. So just keep an eye out and just know that there's other species out there, but teal really should be the predominant duck species that we see this time of year. And I think we'll continue to see more as the season progresses and we get maybe some cooler temps here in the future. But we do have a few around. Some other things to remember anytime you're waterfowl hunting is that it's non-toxic only. Whatever you're using in your gun or even have in your possession, make sure that's non-toxic shot. So something like steel or bismuth or tungsten are all appropriate shot that you can use. Lead is kind of the classic toxic shot that would be prohibited from using or even possessing out in the field. Also, you want to make sure your gun has a plug in it if it's capable of holding more than 3 shells typically. So you're restricted to 3 shells only in your gun. So that's 1 in the chamber and 2 in the magazine. And if it's capable of holding more, try to put some kind of plug in the tube so that it restricts you from being able to hold more than 3 shells total.
So some very good advice as we head towards this hard to believe where the summer go, hunting season already.
Yeah, it's hard to believe. And as far as Labor Day activity goes, you know, the rivers are still, some of them are still at an okay level to float, at least. Mm-hmm. The Iowa River's a little better. The Boone has been dropping pretty significantly, so that might be doing more walking than floating. But, yeah, it's hard to believe our summer activity is starting to wind down and our fall activity is going to ramp up here pretty quick.
Especially when it comes to the pheasant hunting season, which I know we'll talk more about that as we get so closer to that in the latter part of October. That's about the last Saturday in October when pheasant season begins in the state.
Yeah, yep. Once we get there, then that's kind of another ramp-up period where we see a lot of activity and a big boom. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to seeing our results come out from our August roadside surveys that were taking place the first 2 weeks of August. So, yeah, I'm eager to see what the results are on that.
When are those results coming out there, Nate?
You know, I don't have an exact date. I would say any day now. I mean, typically, you know, here within the month of September, I would expect those results to come out. And so they'll be out well in advance of me jumping on and talking about pheasant season. So I'll try to have those numbers and kind of predictions for the season when that day comes around.
Well, as we always say, for all you hunters out there, please be very safe no matter what you're after the teals and so forth coming up in the coming days. But again, we wish everyone a very safe hunting period. And anything else for the good of the cause there, Nate?
Nope, just echo what you say. Just try to be safe, identify your target, know where your muzzle is pointed. You know, keep your safety on until you've identified your target and you're ready to shoot. Especially sometimes in those duck blinds or in condensed spaces, and that's where we've seen some incidents in the past, and even last year there was a couple. And so, yeah, try to just be extra cautious. No game animal or game bird is worth compromising your safety. So follow those basic safety rules. You know, keep your finger out of the trigger guard, keep your safety on, point your muzzle in a safe direction, and properly identify your target, and you should be set up for success.
Or else, if they want more information, they go to the Iowa DNR website, iowadnr.gov, iowadnr.gov, if they want more information about the hunting season going on. So appreciate that. Nate Carr, you have yourself a wonderful Labor Day weekend.
Thanks. You too.